Did Hazel come down with you, Mr. Barber?
Yes, both Hazel and Claudia with the four children.
Oh, you mean Mom and Betty didn't come?
They may be down later.
Later? What's that for?
They're cooking up some kind of secret between them, Dad says.
Yeah, later they'll be down or they won't. There's no telling what your mother will do these days. She never tells me anything.
Still, Mr. Barber, you keep pretty well informed, it seems to me.
Huh?
Yeah, that's right. I don't notice you missing out on so much.
Huh? I have to keep both ears open.
Don't tell us you're getting a persecution complex, Dad.
I'm not being persecuted by my family. I'm being ignored.
But you're still the head of the House of Barber. You don't deny that, do you, Dad?
I do. I don't know what the rest of the family thinks.
The same as you do, Mr. Barber. You bet they do.
Oh, yeah. Did you stop in the house and see Irene and the skipper?
Oh, we came directly out here. Daniel.
Yes, sir?
I hear that you've been talking up to these black market fellows with a vengeance.
No, don't stop me on that subject, Mr. Barber, or you'll never get me stopped.
Good boy. If the farmers and the public leave them strictly alone, they can't operate very long. Where are you and Paul going, Clifford?
Well, we'll be right back. I just want to show Paul our new twin calves. They just came a couple hours ago.
Twin calves?
Yes, sir. They just arrived.
You really do like it down here, do you, Dan?
Oh, I do indeed, sir.
Would you like it so much if the ranch didn't belong to Hazel and she's down here a great deal?
Well, now, as to that, sir, I couldn't be so sure. I do know that I enjoy the problems of a dairy ranch, and I know further that whenever Hazel's here, she lends added zest to the occasion. You know, like that heaping spoon of whipped cream on top of the strawberry shortcake.
Whipped cream, indeed.
You don't believe in whipped cream, sir?
Eh? It's been so long since I've seen anything but diluted top milk. Now, if I tell you something in secret, you'll honor my confidence, I'm sure.
Is it about Hazel?
Huh?
Well, if it's about Hazel, don't tell me if she'd rather I didn't know.
Yes, of course it's about Hazel. And I'm telling you something that she probably doesn't realize herself.
I see.
Don't be so old-maidish. If I choose to tell you something, you'll listen and be grateful.
All right. That I will, sir.
I was about to tell you that Hazel looks forward to coming down here to the ranch with much more eagerness than any matter of business would call for.
Are you sure, Mr. Barber?
Of course I'm sure. Don't keep questioning my statements. Naturally, I'm sure, or I wouldn't say it.
And you're suggesting she's eager to come because I'm down here?
Huh? Why else?
Oh, I don't know.
You doubt me?
Oh, look, Mr. Barber, you've been on my side all along. I'm awfully grateful.
Nonsense. You're the man that Hazel should be married to. You're the man that someday she will marry. That is, if you keep your courage and keep your interest in her.
I'm a permanent fixture here.
Give her time, boy. Give her time. Women like Hazel aren't rushed into matrimony. There are so many things to be considered.
You don't need to tell me all that, Mr. Barber. I go over the whole thing in my mind every night before I go to sleep.
The patient man. That's another virtue I like in a man.
Oh, here they come. Hazel and Claudia.
Hi, Dan.
Well, hello, Claudia. How's professional life on Treasure Island?
Oh, swell. Where's my twin brother?
Oh, he and Paul went down to look at the newborn calves.
Hello, Hazel.
Hello, Dan. Some new calves?
Yeah, the big Brindle had twins a couple of hours ago.
Twins? Isn't that unusual?
Oh, no, not for big Brindle. She has twins as regular as clockwork.
Well, good for big Brindle.
Cooperating with the government in these days of meat shortage.
Oh, by the way, Father, I called Mother back just now.
Eh? What happened?
Not a thing. She acted so excited and funny, and yet she denied everything. Said she had the nosiest family of any woman in San Francisco. Well, the most curious, anyway.
What's the matter? Mother Barber keeping secrets from the family?
Mother and Betty.
Well, we'll find out in due time, no doubt.
Well, I'd like to be a little mouse in the corner of Mother's sitting room about now. Mother Barber, you think we ought to stay upstairs in your sewing room like this?
Of course, Betty. This is the first place he'll look.
But maybe he'll ring and we won't hear him.
Nonsense. Besides, I left the front door on the latch.
Oh, golly. You think it was mean not to tell the rest of the family?
Of course not.
He's going to be home for 12 whole days, so they'll get to have some of him. I just wanted you and me to be here when he first comes.
It was very generous of you to share your secret with me. After all, you're his wife.
Golly, you're his mother. You ought to get some of him. Listen. I thought I heard someone coming upstairs.
No, I think I'd have heard
Hi,
of
Hi, family.
Jack Barber.
He's here.
Mom, Betty.
Oh, golly, Jack, my dear.
Betty, darling. Oh, Betty, it's so good to see you.
Oh, yes, me too. Oh, yes.
6 whole months.
Here, Mother Barber. Here, there's room in his arms for you, too.
nonsense. You two want each other.
I should say not. Let me have my arms around both of you. Oh, Mom.
Oh, Mother Barbara, please. Please don't. No, I'll be all right in a minute. It's just that we're so glad to have you with us again.
I know how it is. I know just how it is.
Please let me go. I'll go to my room for a minute, then I'll be all right. You want me? No, of course not. You stay with Jack. Oh, she's missed you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, you're beautiful, Jack. You're the most beautiful man in this whole world.
Hey, you wouldn't kid a Marine, would you? Come here and let me hold you.
Oh, yeah? As much as you want to.
Oh, darling.
I dreamed about having your arms about me so often. So often.
Yeah. You're more dear than my dreams. Much dearer. How are you?
Oh, just swell. I was awful sick for a while, but everything's fine now.
Imagine me going to be a father twice.
Well, what about me being a mother twice? I'm littler than you.
Yeah. So awfully little.
Hey, you haven't asked about your daughter.
Wives and mothers come first.
But your very own daughter? She's getting so big.
Is she just as cute and homely as she ever was?
Hey, not Elizabeth Sharon Ann. She never was homely.
The heck she wasn't.
Come on. She's asleep, but we can peek in on it.
Okay.
You really have got 12 whole days.
12 whole days. All to ourselves. Hey, where's the rest of the family?
Down at the dairy ranch. And we're going down, too.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Mother Barbara and I waited to bring you down. Nobody else even knows you were coming.
You mean you kept it a secret?
Sure. They're going to be so excited when we pop in with you. Quiet now. She's asleep. Right in here.
Yeah.
There. See?
Hey, is that my daughter?
Doggone right.
Well, what do you know? Some man.
Uh-huh. Okay, we better get out.
Hey, I wouldn't mind having another daughter if they're going to turn into such good lookers.
No, sir. The next one's a boy. Winston.
Okay, anything you want.
Oh, here you are.
Hey, Mom, Angel Food Cake.
Well, I thought you might be hungry.
You can have all I want of my favorite of all cakes.
My dear, I'll bake you Angel Food Cake until they run out of your ears, if that's what you want.
Man, oh, man, the Marine barracks were never like this.
And there's ice cream and coffee waiting for you in the sewing room. Don't forget, Mother Barbara, we're still going down to the dairy ranch. Aren't they going to get a surprise? They haven't got the faintest idea.
As I said, when your mother gets good and ready, she'll let us know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. But imagine Betty and Mom conspiring against the rest of the family.
Sounds intriguing. Oh, here's Cliff and Paul.
Hi, Cliff.
Well, will you look who's with us today? Hiya, drap woman.
Hello, Hazel.
Hello, Clifford. Goodness, you big, brown, brawny brother. You've never looked half so good in your whole life before, Cliff.
You're telling me. Hey, where's Irene?
Oh, she'll be right out with Skipper. She wanted to do one more thing in the kitchen and didn't want us underfoot.
She is the workingest girl I ever knew, and does she get things done and keep them done?
Yes, the house is always in order.
Top and bottom, and she does it all herself, too.
And the way your son J.D. sticks to her.
Oh, yeah, Irene and Skip are as thick as thieves. Hey, who's that coming around the barn?
Hmm? Why, Hank.
Well, he's certainly coming like he was sent for.
Huh? What's the matter with him?
Hank! Hank, what's the matter?
Hey, Mom! Uncle Cliff! Jim Chow!
Huh?
Jim Chow!
What did he say?
He said dead cow.
Did you hear what I said? Did you, Mom?
Hank, get your breath.
Yeah, I am. I went.
Hank, did you say there was a dead cow someplace?
Yeah. What's left of her?
Where? In our pasture?
Yeah, right out there behind the barn. Straight out.
Cliff, go get the station wagon. We can drive out through the barnyard gate.
You bet you. I'll be back in half a shake.
What's the meaning?
Black market cattle thieves, it looks like.
I'll tell you what it means. It means that I'm going to sit up tonight with a loaded gun across my knees and somebody's going to get hurt.
You think they might come back again tonight?
They came once. Why wouldn't they come again?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't, Dad.
No one's going to steal beef off this ranch.
Yes, I know, but isn't this a job for the sheriff? You're much too important.
Okay, hop in, Dan. Paul, you and Mr. Barber want to come along?
Yes, I do, Dan.
Yes.
I want to go. I want to go.
You're staying here.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, I'll stand on the running board and open the gates. Come on, let's go.
Mom. That's a dirty trick. And I was the one who found the cow.
Where are the other children?
Oh, they went over towards the creek. I cut down towards the barn. That's how I happened to find the cow.
When you say the cow, you mean the whole cow?
Oh, nah. There wasn't hardly any of her left. The head, skin, and feet, and stuff like that.
The black market, all right. Golly, can you imagine it? Cattle thieves within 40 miles of San Francisco? Right now in 1943? Well, I know one thing. Dan Murray isn't hunting any black market gangsters by himself.
Why, Mom? Why isn't he?
Because, well, he just isn't, that's all.
Hey, Say, Mom, what's he getting so red about?
Uh-oh. So that's how things are going on the Herbert Berry Ranch? Nonsense. Don't be utterly absurd, Claudia.
Uh-huh. I know how it is.
Hey, look, you can see him. That's the station wagon going out across the pasture.
Goodness, that far? No wonder you were out of breath when you arrived.
Uh-oh, they stopped. That's the back 40 pasture way over there, isn't it?
Hop out, everybody. There she is.
Better be careful where you walk. Might be some footprints or tire tracks that'll give the sheriff a line on the gang.
There's no reason to get out of the car. We can see all there is to see right from here.
Yeah. Matter of fact, they didn't take all the meat.
That's one of the things about the black market. Kill an animal and just take the choice cut. There's still enough meat on that car to feed a lot of hungry people.
It's an outrage, a damnable and criminal outrage.
You don't know the half the outrage that's been committed.
Huh?
Oh, not on us down here, but on the public.
Hey, Dan, are you going to tell him?
Oh, you bet. I'm going to tell the whole countryside.
What are you talking about?
This was a diseased cow.
Huh? Disease?
Yes. That's why we had her all by herself in this back pasture. She was under observation by our vet.
You mean a communicable disease?
Well, that's what we were afraid of, that she had something that could be passed on to human beings.
And now the black market gang has that meat and is selling it to the public.
Yeah, and at exorbitant prices. That's great, isn't it? The public paying extra high prices for the privilege of poisoning itself.
Gasp.
Boy, I wouldn't eat black market meat if I never ate any meat again.
And you can say that for me, too, brother.
Perhaps you folks would like to join Hank and Hazel in the kitchen down at the dairy ranch where they're having a late lunch.
You know, Mom, you get more and more like Grandma Barbara every day. Yes, sir.
My grandmother? Why, Hank, what a nice compliment. But I really don't look like her.
Looks don't count.
Oh, they don't.
No, but think these rules you made. If I didn't know better, I'd think Grandma made them herself. They're tender, they're delicious, they're fragrant. How's about another one, huh?
Well, that's the reason for the big build-up. Here, have all you want. They're good for you.
There you go. Talking like Grandma, too. They're good for you.
You object to that being good for you?
Look, Mom, nothing that tastes as good as any right being good for you, too. It just isn't decent.
Well, decent or not, just the same, those rolls are good for you. They have extra vitamins in them. I know, because I made them with Fleischmann's yeast.
Sure, I know. Fleischmann's yeast with a yellow label is the only yeast of any kind with both vitamin B complex and added amount of vitamins A and D and... What else is it that Ken Carpenter always says?
Well, simply this, Hank, that all of these important vitamins go right into whatever you bake with no great loss in the oven. So, ladies, if you want your bread and rolls to be not only deliciously good, but good for your family, always insist on Fleischmann's fast-acting yeast with a yellow label. And now, an important reminder. Bread is not rationed. Your baker, in spite of many difficulties, is doing a swell job in keeping you supplied with vitamin-enriched bread, which you need for stamina and energy. So serve nutritious bread oftener so that you can serve your country better. You have just heard Chapter 3, Book 46 of One Man's Family, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse for the makers of Fleischmann's Yeast. Chapter 4, entitled Family Reunion with Jack, will come to you next week at this same hour. You buy puddings, ladies, ask for R-O-Y-A-L, Royal Pudding. Serve a smooth, rich, delicious Royal Pudding tomorrow. And find out for yourself why women from coast to coast buy more Royal Puddings than any other kind. One Man's Family comes to you from California. This is the National Broadcasting Company.